This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
If it's the weekend, you're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Happy that you're with us this weekend. We have some great information for you in this show, so we don't want you to miss not one minute of it. And with me now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Joe, how can our audience find you once this program is over?
Freddie, they can reach out to me to my website, and that's rippleconnects.com, or they can call me at 763-438-1621. I'll be glad to be a resource to them in regards to their career transition, reinvention, and recalibration.
All right. Ripple Connects has been around for a number of years now, and you've helped a lot of people to really navigate their career, whether it's job transition, whether it's getting into the marketplace for the first time, maybe to help to, in the sunset of their career, to take on volunteerism and all the rest of it, or even using volunteerism as a way to get into a new opportunity. So what role do you believe that Ripple Connects and your team has in taking an individual's career transition and helping them to that plateau called success?
Well, I think this is an important point to make. You know, I compete against many people in my industry, and I want to make sure that not one client of ours is the same as the next, or their needs, or their skills, strengths, weaknesses. So we look at it, we sit down and we assess who we have in front of us, where they want to go, and how we're going to get them there. I don't have one program that fits all. And what I mean by that is we see ourselves as more or less the curators, and we become experts in that person's field to a degree where, okay, this is the target. These are the employment targets you want to reach. We become, as best we can in the short time that we have, try to be industry experts in their industry. So, for example, if someone's trying to tap into IT, we're going to learn, you know, more about that industry. But we're also going to match up someone's strengths or weaknesses. And we just don't take one program. So, for example, if we found someone that is not very comfortable asking questions in an interview setting, guess what? We're going to bring in some sales training 101. How are we going to ask open-ended questions so we can cover those needs? It's innovative. It's not typically practiced out there, but Ripple Connects, if we know that that's something that is a weakness or needs work, we're going to work on a technique that you bring curiosity. You develop those sets of questions. If you have interview anxiety, we may take a different approach and start a very granular way to talk about your accomplishments. Mm-hmm. We see ourselves as curators in their success and industry and experts in their industry the best we can in the short time that we have. But it's not one program that's going to be perfect for them. You know, I've cited, you know, different books that we have, the Lou Adler hiring book, interviewing book. We've talked about, you know, in the past about last couple weeks ago, how someone wants to have more balance in their job search. Well, don't schedule something. You don't look at your job search Monday 9 to 5. You know, do your job search in bursts, and it may be on a Saturday morning or a Monday evening. That's our role. We figure out how we make people be at their best. And so that, in a nutshell, is how we see our role. We don't have one program that's going to work for everybody. We go out and curate the right resources, the right techniques, the right resources to make our clients successful.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, and we're talking about the role of Ripple Connects in your career transition. So let's talk about the curation of resources that you've talked about just a second ago. How does that give your clients, the people who come to Ripple Connects for help, an advantage in the marketplace today that is so competitive?
Once we get a chance to work with them, we start seeing where they need they need to become more proficient at one aspect of their job search, and we go from there. So we are going to talk about those weaknesses that may hinder them from getting their job. And so that's how, because we're not approaching it with one program, we're going to bring out the best in someone. If they're not bringing enough curiosity to ask that question, we're going to teach them selling skills. If they are struggling to find ways to reconnect with their network, we're going to have to find more granular ways for people to reach out to somebody. If in the interviewing practice sessions, we see them not be able to finish a thought or talk about their accomplishments, or they meander or go off on a tangent, we give them a method to stay on task, talking about the real job needs of a company. As we assess, we bring in some of the best techniques that we know that are out there, and that gives them that advantage. We're not afraid to say that this is something you need to work on. This is going to give you that edge. Or if you overlook it, it may hinder your employment situation. So not one program, curation of the most meaningful and impactful resources, techniques that we can find to give them that edge.
Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie, the co-host on New Beginnings. We're talking about how Ripple Connects really connects with you to help you in your job search or your job transition or maybe getting started in your career. Can you share, Joe McKenzie, some examples of using this approach, the curation approach, to really your company's coaching? Can you share some ideas on how that's working?
Absolutely. I had mentioned earlier that we worked with a client that would really go off and have 5 to 10 minute answers in an interview situation. Well, we also know that you may lose the interviewer after a few minutes. You may come across as not being clear and concise on how you're going to solve a problem or bring about accomplishments. So we'll work with a very, the STAR method to time them. Let's get that answer out in 3 to 4 minutes, and let's give them that outline, and we time them, because a 20-minute answer is not going to go over well unless it warrants a 20-minute answer. But most interviewers are not looking for that long of answer. That shows the interviewer that you cannot frame the accomplishment or the solution right if you go on that long. That's one example. If we don't bring enough curiosity about the opportunity in front of us, we're going to work with people on open-ended questions. And those open-ended questions will allow our clients to uncover those needs. We go into interviews thinking it's all about us. In reality, interviews, it's all about what the company needs to accomplish. So those are two examples that in practice situations, and we keep this as an ongoing theme, that after assessment, we determine that this is how we're going to give our client that edge and not just give them one program to work on, but we pick up on that. I'm a former sales manager, so I used to send reps into the field. I would look at how they were prospecting, how they were conducting needs analysis with their clients, and I knew after just a few minutes they'd come back with light on information about the client that we needed to work on asking questions and how the right questions. So I've got a keen eye for picking that up, that ongoing coaching that's going to give them that edge.
Boy, that ongoing coaching is great. So if there was something that we should remember and tap into with Ripple Connects, what do you want folks to know? Because it doesn't sound like it's one size fits all.
No, absolutely not. I curate even people from my network. So, someone that they may have a conversation with over the phone or a cup of coffee, I've been known to go out and get someone in their industry that I know personally. And so I never take a one size fits all for our clients. And if you lined up 5 of my clients, they probably would tell a different story of how we helped them. And we take pride in that because there's so much information out there, but everybody's in a different point in their career. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. Everybody has different objectives. We take the time to listen, But then our important role comes in where we curate the right information, the right resources, and the right coaching techniques to give them that edge to achieve their goal.
Very fine. And I know you do some great work at Ripple Connects. I've seen the results. And what would you leave as one final statement for our audience this afternoon, Joe?
Know that Ripple Connects will take the time to work with you to give you that edge, like give us that opportunity to understand where you're going and let us go out and curate the right information for you to give that edge.
That's Joe McKenzie from Ripple Connects, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
The 4th of July holiday is the best time of year to buy new appliances. Minnesota's original appliance specialists at Warner Stellion guarantee their prices are unbeatable. That's right, we guarantee it. Not just the brands you can buy at the box stores, but also the ones you can't. That's a good reason to choose Warner Stellion. But our customers tell us the best reason is how much trust they have in our installation specialists. I bet your insurance agent agrees. Visit Warner Stellion in-store or online through July 11th for unbeatable appliance deals.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are now in our third year of broadcasting on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Min Post has called us one of the 22 most independently entertaining and cool radio shows in the Twin Cities. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states every Saturday at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we move into the health segment on New Beginnings, I want to explore some ideas with you on health, but from a slightly different perspective. Let's talk about dreams and talk about your active mind. Yes, we're talking about dreams this weekend on New Beginnings. You know that dream where you're far away from home and you can't get back? Well, you're not alone. Well, maybe in your dreams you are. There's a new survey of more than 1,200 Americans that was commissioned by Mattress Advisor found that, yes, Mattress Advisor found that lots of us get lost in our dreams. On better nights, we're world travelers or soaring like a bird. Kelly Buckley, the Sleep and Dream Database Director, says our dreams change as we age. 45% of baby boomers dream of exploring a new place. A clinical assistant of medicine at the University of Arizona says that one theory is that the brain creates personal fairy tales in dreams. So if you're wondering how people stack up, 45%, as I mentioned, of baby boomers dream about exploring a new place. 42% of Gen Xers think about that or dream about that. And millennials, only 36% dream of exploring somewhere new. How about flying? A lot of us have those dreams where we're flying, soaring above the mountains. Well, 18% of baby boomers dream about flying. They say, and you know how they are, that dreams give us an opportunity to experience ourselves outside of our usual physical constraints. So it's okay to fly. An equal number of Gen Xers and baby boomers dream about flying, and only 9% of millennials have that type of a dream. How about dreaming about sex? Well, erotic dreams decline among older generations. Dreams follow the life cycle, they say. Well, 5% of baby boomers have sexual dreams. 10% of Gen Xers have those types of dreams. And then, of course, millennials, 14% when surveyed, say that they dream about sex. And what about getting lost? For older people, notes Buckley, these dreams are likely reflected of being in a time of life where the world looks and feels very different from the one in which they came from. Well, 14% of baby boomers dream about getting lost, 18% of millennials, and a like number of Gen Xers dream about getting lost. I'd just like to share those ideas with you about what dreams are really made of, having an active mind. Now, let's switch that from going from your active mind to talking about maybe being a drinker and what alcohol can do to your body. So if you're over 50 self is drinking like you're under 30, you might wake up feeling like you're dead and buried or something like that. Or you might not. The answer here is clear as mud in your eye. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism Director George Koob says that the liver function declines with age, as does sleep quality. Factors such as these could make it harder for the body to recover from the toxic effects of excessive drinking, he notes. Older adults are also more prone to dehydration, which alcohol exacerbates, and your brain's ability to rebound decreases with age. But whether older drinkers are destined for worse hangovers is up for debate. A global survey of 51,000 adults aged 16 to 94 found that the odds of experiencing 9 hangover symptoms after consuming 5 or more drinks decreases with age. Well, why? It's possible that older adults in the survey were more experienced drinkers and learned behavior like pacing to avoid hangovers, says one study. But the answer could be any one of those. The key is to not to overdo it and to make sure that you drink in moderation. I'm Freddie Bell, and we're talking about your health this weekend on New Beginnings. And as we continue with our health segment this weekend, let's talk about your breakfast IQ. Are you having a really good morning? I'm wondering if you'd like to take this test with me. Which of these food choices would make a smarter start to your day? the meat matchup, bacon versus sausage, or would fries versus hash browns make a better start to your day? How about that high-fiber cereal versus oatmeal? And then the last one, the egg sandwich versus a breakfast burrito. So let's go back to the first one, bacon versus sausage, the meat matchup. A side sausage at dinner adds an average of 277 calories. If you choose bacon, and that number drops to 131 calories with a third less sodium and half the saturated fat. Bacon only has about 35 calories a slice. So the winner in the meat matchup, ding, 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 is bacon. We asked you about home fries versus hash browns. Well, go with that choice that's least fried, which is, in this case, home fries. Compared with confetti-sized shreds, thick potato slices present less surface area on which oil can take hold, and they deliver less fat and about 15% fewer calories than hash browns. So the winner is, ring that bell, home fries. And we also talked about the super cereals, high fiber cereal versus oatmeal. Now, those who eat most fiber have lower rates of heart disease, diabetes, and even knee pain. In an analysis, it's been found that high fiber cereals, think about Fiber One and All Brand, deliver more than twice as much fiber as oatmeal with fewer calories. So if you're thinking that oatmeal was going to be the winner, nope, not this time, high fiber cereal. And finally, in our main event, the egg sandwich versus the breakfast burrito. When you're considering breakfast burritos, the average egg sandwich had 722 calories. It also delivered 32 grams of protein, an amount that in one study led to 15% fewer calories consumed at the follow-up lunch. So if you're looking at whether the egg sandwich is better for you or the breakfast burrito, the winner is the egg sandwich, hands down. We're giving you a healthy look at your body. We've looked at your brain. We looked at your dreams. And also, we just finished up with the healthier you at breakfast. And now we're trying to give you a complete new beginning as our show continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
The dictionary defines service as an act of helpful activity. That's today's point of focus, being of service. Service is an action, and it's one of the most fulfilling actions that anyone can take. Being of service requires thought and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. You can be of service at work, as you assist your coworkers on projects, in your community as you volunteer for special events, or even with your family as you help with their daily task. You can be of service to organizations that are meaningful to you, that need your assistance or expertise, because it's through service that you set the law of giving and receiving into motion, and you get more than you give. Your acts of service helps those in all the lives that you touch. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today has a 30% chance of rain with highs near 87. Tonight, storms continuing with lows around 68. Sunday will be cloudy and rainy with highs near 81, but should clear up by Sunday night with a low around 66. Monday, high of 86 and a low around 69. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine, Crooner's specializes in food and drink made popular in the 1920s. Check out this fabulous dining experience at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the program again. This is Freddie Bell. And with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Freddie.
It's a wonderful thing. Can you believe it? We're in June, and everyone is just right in the middle of doing those June kind of things. But before we even talk about that, tell us about how we can find you on the web.
WestMetroHypnosis.com or give me a call at 952-222-3975.
Normally, I put the title of what we're going to talk about out front, but I like to hear you say it. And the title is...
What Ifs.
It sounds like there's more than one.
Oh my gosh, have you never participated in what if kind of thinking, Freddie?
I can remember doing that as a child. We just dream and dream and dream and dream and dream.
I love the fact that you bring up the fact of bringing it from a child's perspective, because when do we make the crossover from going to dreaming about all the what ifs to only entertaining catastrophic what ifs? I don't know about you, but there must be like a magical age or some rite of passage or something, because I talk to so many people who say, you know, I just can't ever shut my mind off. And it just has this natural tendency to catastrophize so much of what I'm thinking, and none of it ever happens. But I just find myself in these circular thoughts of what if, what if, what if. And it's always the worst possible scenario. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, and I'm going to ask you, why do we seem to go to the worst possible case?
Oh, my goodness. That's too much time, more than we have. And at the end of the day, I tell people it doesn't matter why. Maybe it's natural human tendency. Who knows? You know, we have to plan. Especially if you're doing a wedding or a graduation in Minnesota in June. So you have to think of possible what ifs. But it's just interesting how far we carry that out. And when I'm working with somebody, I really like to invite them into really getting back to that childlike way of thinking and begin to entertain the what ifs that feel good. You know, what if everything turned out okay? What if there were no problems whatsoever? Yes, we have to plan, but can we also make room for the positive what ifs and even the ridiculous what ifs? And by ridiculous what ifs, I tell people this who are thinking about worry and anxiety and all of those negative thought provoking what ifs. You know, what if I get stuck in this car wash and I can't get out? Well, what if all of a sudden the car wash stopped and a group of Chippendales came out and started washing your car shirtless in tight little European swimming trunks? What if that happened? That's just as ridiculous as getting stuck in the car wash is.
Right.
So if we're going to think in terms of what ifs, and I know a lot of women out there really like the thought of all of a sudden having their car washed by a group of really good looking shirtless guys. So why, you know, we've got the power to do this and to think about it very, very deliberately. So if you're out driving right now, just let your mind go to a bunch of really feel good what ifs, or even a couple of ridiculous ones as well, and understand that you've got the power to change your thinking.
You can find Kelly at westmetrohypnosis.com, and New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and as our show continues this weekend, let's turn now to talk about your financial health. We just talked about your physical health, but now it's time to look at the finances and the money that's in your pocket, or perhaps even in your account, your money market, or wherever. It could be even stocks. But there are some 10 commandments that we found about smart money management to help you to stay financially secure and even carve out these guidelines in stone, if you will. Over the many years of work in financial planning, they've come to learn that there are some important rules about money, and they're so important that they're commandments. Follow them to the letter, and you'll be a better steward of your money. Ignore them, well, there could be heck to pay. Here is commandment number one with regard to your financial security. It says, thou shalt not forget that skillful salespeople can manipulate your emotions. Expert salespeople can play you like a fiddle. They'll persuade you that you not only want a product, but desperately need it. They'll stoke fear to sell you a security system. They'll stroke your ego to sell you a car. Let your emotions subside before you buy. That's rule number one. Rule number two is, or the commandment number two, if you will, thou shalt not buy an investment before completely understanding it. How many times have you bought an investment and you didn't know what you're buying? Easy to understand products are almost always superior to more complex alternatives. So why do people pitch you complicated investments? Well, the experts believe that perplexing features are designed to obscure and excuse the seller's profits. So it's critical to understand what you're buying, what it costs, and why it's right for you. We're giving you the 10 commandments of smart buying and smart money to help you to stay financially secure. And we even suggest that you carve out these guidelines in stone, if you will. Here's commandment number three. Thou shalt remember that there is no such thing as a free lunch. You can take that literally. The next time someone invites you to a meal so you can learn about a new way to protect or increase your wealth, politely decline. Whether an investment or a timeshare is on the menu, that free lunch will cost you. In fact, the ritzier the restaurant, the worse the opportunity on the table, since expensive marketing can be justified only by selling products with huge profits. We're going on to point number four now in the 10 commandments of smart money. Number four is, thou shalt put thyself in the seller's shoes before buying. What that means is, prior to making a major purchase, you can protect yourself by reflecting on two key questions. Number one, what's in it for the person selling you this product? And then number two, how does the company behind the product make its money? And then why does that 30-day trial subscription, for example, require a credit card number unless the seller expects you'll forget to cancel? Reverse the roles and then consider how someone is profiting from your purchase. Take time to think. So we have given you so far the top four commandments of smart money to help you to stay financially secure. And we suggest that you carve out these guidelines in stone. Here is commandment number five. Thou shalt not ever believe that you're too smart to fall for a bad investment. When salesmanship is at play, intelligence can take a holiday. Sir Isaac Newton, for example, lost a fortune investing in a hot stock. A towering intellect didn't shield him or other geniuses throughout history from making foolish financial choices. And if the greatest minds can be fooled, what can the rest of us do? Embracing our own fallibility is a really good start. Here's commandment number six. Thou shalt not accept the stated word, but instead always, always, always get it in writing. During a sales presentation or a sales pitch, a seller might get you creative. They might really get creative with the facts. Is the deposit really refundable? Can you really cancel your subscription at any time? The answers to these questions might be in some disclosure document. Check that it matches what you've been hearing. Even a salesperson's emailed promise can enable possible recourse. Here's commandment number seven. Thou shalt not buy anything that is too good to be true. There's an old axiom that says that if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Of course. Our brains, however, never get that memo. So you've got to rein in your emotional responses to these hot deals. All of us have been offered these free cruises and free cell phones, for example. Run, run, run. But the cruise booking fee was more than the retail cost of the cruise, and the free phone would have locked you into a contract. Be careful. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Number eight, thou shalt avoid limited time offers like the plague. If it's a limited time, it's probably a limited opportunity. The ticking clock is a powerful, powerful sales tool. You're presented with an opportunity that won't last long. You better move quickly or you lose out. Get it before midnight tonight. You've heard it all. If you're told you have to buy now, the best remedy is don't. One system in our brain relies upon instinct for fast action. Another draws on logic and then moves more slowly. That limited time offer dangled right in front of your eyes is designed to trigger your instincts before your logic can kick in. Avoid that limited time offer. Number 9, we're talking about the 10 commandments of safe money management to help you to stay financially secure and to keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. Here's rule number 9. Thou shalt not depend upon a regulator for protection. I've never seen firsthand a financial regulator order that a consumer be reimbursed for losses, and I doubt that regulators in non-financial areas are any more effective. It's better to make the right decision initially than to count on a watchdog to bail you out. And then number 10, above all, in the 10 commandments of smart money management, is to forget that people wish to separate thee from thy money. In other words, in the pursuit of cash, most people want as much of your money as they can possibly get. They usually go after it legally, but sometimes they do so in a way that's questionable. Maybe the ethics of it aren't quite right. People regularly prey on our quirks to get us to open our wallets, and if you feel that somebody is going a little bit too aggressively, heed that call to slow things down. So the Ten Commandments, once again, in recap fashion, don't forget that the skillful sales can manipulate your emotions. Number 2, don't buy an investment before you completely understand it. Number 3, remember, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Rule number 4, put yourself in the seller's shoes before buying. Number 5, never believe that you're too smart to fall for a bad investment. Number 6, don't accept the stated word, but make sure that you always get it in writing. Number 7, don't buy anything that sounds too good to be true. Why? Because it probably is. And then number 8, avoid the limited time offer like the plague. Number 9, don't depend on a regulator for your protection. You be your own watchdog, and it's better to make the right decision initially than to count on a watchdog to bail you out at the end. And then number 10, above all else, forget that people wish to separate you from your money. Again, in the pursuit of cash, most people want as much of your money as they can get, and they usually will do everything they can to separate you from your pocketbook. So make sure that you heed that and act accordingly. We've just given you the top 10 commandments of smart money management to help you to stay financially secure, and we hope that you follow those guidelines. If you missed a few of these, just email me, freddie@freddiebell.com, and I'll be glad to send those over to you so that you can write those down, put it somewhere where you can see it, and the next time that regulator or that financial advisor who you've never even heard of comes calling, you can make a smart, informed decision. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Lowry Hill Meats, your neighborhood full-service butcher shop that works directly with family farms. Using whole animals gives Lowry Hill Meats the benefit of preparing custom cuts and dry aging. They offer beef, lamb, goat, pork, and poultry, including whole duck, roasting hens, turkey, quail, pheasant, and Cornish hens. Their sausages are made fresh in-house weekly using 40 rotating recipes. Try their handcrafted sandwiches. They are second to none. Lowry Hill Meats is located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis or online at lowryhillmeats.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
And speaking of music, come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There's no life, I know, to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be. One of Albert Einstein's most famous quotes is, "Imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world, stimulating progress, giving birth to evolution." With imagination, we can create hopeful and awesome feelings. But let's see today if we can develop our imagination more significantly. Today we continue our exploration of the 12 powers. Imagination, as described by Charles Fillmore as the sixth of the 12 powers, has a more specific quality than the broad connotation of this word in contemporary use. We begin, we may note, our imagination window behind you. Imagination's theme color is blue. And you can see a most imaginative creation in front of me, designed by Michelle Darvaux. She described it to me, and she realized as she was working with the hydrangeas, but also with these golden spheres, a friend of hers said, "Oh, look at the bubbles." And it stimulated Michelle's imagination, and she realized, oh, as the bubbles rise up in liquid, so ideas and images are rising up through our faculty of imagination. For some people, imagination doesn't seem so important. They may confuse the word with words such as fantasy and daydream. And so I thought, well, perhaps we would begin there, looking at those two words. When I was in Switzerland for a year and was seeing one of the great mystery dramas written by Rudolf Steiner and performed by a professional cast in the great auditorium, it's quite a miraculous thing to see. However, my only opportunity was to hear that first mystery drama, which is about 7.5 hours long. You think my lessons are long? The drama about 7.5 hours long, and I had to listen to it all in German. And I did not understand nor speak German all that well, but I could pick out a few things. They were rather easy. Because one of the characters, once in a while, would be commenting on an idle thought, a thought that wasn't connected to a truth principle or to spiritual reality, just sort of a figment of the imagination. And the character in the German dialogue would go, "Fantasy!" Well, even I figured out that word, "Fantasy!" To fantasize creates images out of any idea, sometimes an idea with no basis in reality. That is an image created around a false idea, an untruth. Now, to daydream, on the other hand, is described as creating images out of whatever attracts our attention at the moment. Whatever our senses pick up in the outer world, we can just drift off into a daydream, allowing images to come before our mind's eye until another outer sensation attracts the mind's attention and it creates another daydream. So just sort of a wandering quality of our creative mind. In this sense of a daydream, we follow the outer sensations without any inner guiding principle. We're not the master of the image. The outer sensation creates the image. Some people even think night dreams sometimes are created by what? Disturbed digestion or noises in the room next to your bedroom. Or something that's going on in the outer world and your mind spins a story or an image because your mind is so creative. But Charles Fillmore had another idea in mind when he spoke of the power or the faculty of imagination as part of these 12 ideals within the human being. To imagine, in Mr. Fillmore's sense, is to create images out of truth principles or spiritual realities. We consider an ideal that is permanent, lasting, eternal. An ideal that is applicable to everyone, to everything, everywhere, every time. Imagination then gives form and shape and color to such ideals of truth. It's somewhat similar to the great philosopher Immanuel Kant, who was known for his term, the categorical imperative, which he described, act only in accordance with that maxim through which you can at the same time will that it become universal law. I've got to say that again. I'm not sure I even got it. Act only in accordance with that maxim, that truth, through which you can at the same time will that it become a universal law. A truth that operates not just for you, but for everyone.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.